Three whistleblowers are suing the most popular health insurers for city workers, retirees, and their families, alleging they defrauded taxpayers of more than $1 billion. As WNYC's Bridget Bergen reports, the suit says they charged the city for coverage they did not provide.
The lawsuit accuses the companies of engaging in a long-running scheme that provided inadequate coverage and drove up costs for workers, while the companies collected $3 billion a year in premiums from the city. The companies are GHI and its parent, Emblem Health, and their partner, Empire Blue Cross. Their plan covers 600,000 people, or about 75% of city workers and retirees. In a 63-page complaint unsealed in state Supreme Court last month, the plaintiffs say the companies filed false claims to overstate their expenses by an average of $55 million a year. And instead of returning that money to the city, as required under their contract, the suit says they kept it. Edward Scarvalone is an attorney for the plaintiffs. He says they're suing on behalf of the city's taxpayers and those who subscribe to the GHI Empire plan.
Real people are being impacted, are being harmed by being subjected to lousy health insurance coverage and unexpected surprise bills at the end of the day.
Ariella Cammy Barker is one of the plaintiffs. When she was hired as an attorney with the city law department in 2005, she says she believed what lots of people who work for the city believe.
The city of New York gives them what they believe is great health benefits.
Barker has spinal muscular atrophy and has used a wheelchair since she was a kid. In the spring of 2012, when she was 32, she was diagnosed with a series of neurological disorders, including a condition called trigeminal neuralgia, which causes severe pain in the face.
Also called the suicide disease because 50% of patients kill themselves because the pain is so unbearable.
Over the next 18 months, she went to 6 different hospitals in 4 different states. She says she always called to make sure the hospitals were covered.
They were all in network whenever I would go to the hospital, but then they didn't end up paying as though the services were in network.
Her treatment cost $1.5 million, and the companies left her liable for nearly $300,000 out of pocket. She says she was led to believe these costs were covered by her plan.
So that was probably one of the most difficult and most stressful parts of all of it, because you have to understand that I'm in the hospital almost the entire time. It's not as though I'm functional. I mean, I'm septic. I'm sometimes almost unconscious. I'm heavily medicated.
This lawsuit is not the first time GHI and Empire have faced legal scrutiny. Since 2009, the state attorney general's office has investigated and reached settlements with the companies 4 times. The AG found their reimbursement rates were set in 1983, when costs were much lower than they are today. Still, the city has repeatedly renewed the contract with the companies. Attorney Edward Scarvalone says that's one of the issues this lawsuit will explore.
Why is it that the GHI contract has been renewed year after year after year? And in particular, what oversight does the city give to the manner in which GHI lives up to its contractual obligations?
The city says the Office of Labor Relations, which administers these contracts, researches individual complaints and responds directly to members. The city also says they haven't received a single complaint related to reimbursements under the GHI Empire plan since 2014. City Councilman Justin Brannon, chairman of the Contracts Committee, says he's prepared to call oversight hearings to get to the bottom of the dispute.
If we find out that GHI has, somehow defrauded more than 600,000 New York City employees and retirees and their families, and we find out these folks have been cheated, then there's going to be hell to pay.
Courtney Jay, director of corporate communications at parent company Emblem Health, said the charges are completely false and pledged a vigorous defense. A spokesperson for Empire declined to comment. Bridget Bergen, WNYC News.
And full disclosure, one of the lawyers for the plaintiffs in this suit is the brother of a WNYC editor.